Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a professional explorer called Alexis Bartoli, who travels to places that few other people visit.
With us today is professional explorer Alexis Bartoli. You spend your life traveling to places that few people have visited before. When did you first want to become an explorer, Alexis?
My father loved stories about explorers from the past, so we often watched documentaries on TV about them, but I soon got bored because it had all happened so long ago. Then a modern-day explorer who'd written a really popular book about her travels came to my school and told us about the places she'd been to. I knew then I wanted to do what she did.
How did you feel before your first expedition?
Very anxious. I'd spent a few years studying in New Zealand, thousands of miles from my family, so I was used to being away, but I just couldn't imagine what a day in the life of an explorer would be like. Some of the places I was planning to visit weren't very safe, but that excited me rather than making me feel scared.
You started making films on your expeditions. Why was that?
In some places, there were plants and animals that few people had ever seen. I'd already learned about filmmaking at university, so I could easily record these rare species and show the films to science experts when I got home. Later on, I was surprised when TV companies wanted to buy them, but this helped pay for other trips.
What's your favourite part of an expedition?
I enjoy so many things. But if I had to choose one, it'd be getting to know members of the local population. Seeing the incredible geography and the environment where they live comes a close second, though. The weather can be a problem as well as a pleasure, so that's not usually top of my list.
Your latest expedition was unusual.
Yes, because up till then, I'd always explored places on land, from rainforests to the world's highest mountains. This time, though, I spent 4 months at sea on a tiny boat travelling from America to Australia. After walking alone across the world's largest desert, that felt very different.
What are your plans for the future?
I'm not a person who likes going back somewhere I've already explored. I like to keep doing new things. I love what I do, though, so it would feel wrong to start thinking about any other kind of career. Actually, I've spent so long abroad that I haven't had time to see much of where I'm from. So that's my next project.
Thanks, Alexis.
Now listen again.
With us today is professional explorer Alexis Bartoli. You spend your life travelling to places that few people have visited before. When did you first want to become an explorer, Alexis?
My father loved stories about explorers from the past, so we often watched documentaries on TV about them, but I soon got bored because it had all happened so long ago. Then a modern-day explorer who'd written a really popular book about her travels came to my school and told us about the places she'd been to. I knew then I wanted to do what she did.
How did you feel before your first expedition?
Very anxious. I'd spent a few years studying in New Zealand, thousands of miles from my family, so I was used to being away, but I just couldn't imagine what a day in the life of an explorer would be like. Some of the places I was planning to visit weren't very safe, but that excited me rather than making me feel scared.
You started making films on your expeditions. Why was that?
In some places, there were plants and animals that few people had ever seen. I'd already learned about filmmaking at university, so I could easily record these rare species and show the films to science experts when I got home. Later on, I was surprised when TV companies wanted to buy them, but this helped pay for other trips.
What's your favourite part of an expedition?
I enjoy so many things, but if I had to choose one, it'd be getting to know members of the local population. Seeing the incredible geography and the environment where they live comes a close second, though. The weather can be a problem as well as a pleasure, so that's not usually top of my list.
Your latest expedition was unusual.
Yes, because up till then, I'd always explored places on land, from rainforests to the world's highest mountains. This time, though, I spent 4 months at sea on a tiny boat travelling from America to Australia. After walking alone across the world's largest desert, that felt very different.
What are your plans for the future?
I'm not a person who likes going back somewhere I've already explored. I like to keep doing new things. I love what I do, though, so it would feel wrong to start thinking about any other kind of career. Actually, I've spent so long abroad that I haven't had time to see much of where I'm from. So that's my next project.
Thanks, Alexis.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.